Okay, today's daf is Sota Daf Hey. Sota Daf Hey, we are on Dalet Amud Beis, a few lines up from the bottom, Mai Yad Liad. I think that's what we're up to. The last word on the line is Mai. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. About the eight lines up from the bottom, the word is Mai. So the Gemara had just been discussing, which the Gemara will continue to discuss now, Gaiva. Gaiva and Gassas HaRuach, and haughtiness and arrogance, how it's ki'ilu oved avodas kachavim, ki'ilu kafar be'ikr, ki'ilu baal kal arayas, all the terrible lines that the Gemara says about gaiva. We know gaiva, the Rambam links them also in Hilchos Deos, gaiva and kas are connected. Because kas, anger, also flows from gaiva. I get angry because I think that I'm the center of the world, and how could something happen, and it's not right for it to happen to me. So that's why gaiva and kas are always put together. I mentioned that there's a tshuva of the Rambam to Rabbi Ovadia HaGer. I didn't get to mention it yesterday. Where he writes, there was a Ger that converted from Islam to Judaism. And he writes a letter to the Rambam that there were a number of Jews around that were making fun of him and teasing him and reminding him of what he used to be. So, and screaming at him. So the Rambam writes a few parts to the tshuva, but the last part of the tshuva, he answers it. He says they're calling him that, hey, you used to be over there, but a Zara, what a terrible thing. So the Rambam says, has a very sharp line. He says, first of all, you tell them that you were never over there, but a Zara. Because I hold to the Rambam that Islam is not Avodah Zarah. Only Christianity. But Islam is not Avodah Zarah. A. B. They're screaming at you that you... Number two, before we get to the line, he says, are they drunk? They don't remember what it says 36 times in the Torah that you're not allowed to make fun of a ger. You're not allowed to make fun and remind somebody of what it says, what their past was. The ger lo sone, onaz dvarim. It says that the Gemara Bamatia points out 36 times we're warned, remember ki gerim hayisem. I don't know. Well, he says, who's that? Are they drunk? And number three, they think that you're an Obed Avodah Zarah. You're not. You never was. You never were. And they're busy getting angry and thinking great of themselves. The Gemara says, Kol HaKoi Skilo Obed Avodah Zarah. And our Gemara says, Kol HaPshishlo Gassas Ruach Kilo Obed Avodah Zarah. It says, they're the Obed Avodah Zarah, not you. You were never the Obed Avodah Zarah, but they were the Obed Avodah Zarahs. The Rambam says, gotta always look in ourselves first before we start looking at others. And he has beautiful lashon about Gerim in general. He says, he gives the chizik, v'hikir akol v'yada v'radav achrei Hashem. He says, it's much easier for somebody who was born Jewish to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you who are not, and you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yavar b'derech HaKodesh, v'nichras tachas kaf v'yashchina, v'nisavik ba'afa ragle Moshe Rabbeinu, rabban l'shachol anavim, v'chavis b'mitzvosav, says there's nobody on your level. Nobody on your level, says the Rambam, giving him chizuk. Okay.
Why is Islam
the bar first? Sorry? There's a separate topic, but Islam, they believe in one God. They believe in one God. They believe in some type of Navi. But they believe in one God. Christianity, according to the Rambam, is Avodah Zarah because they don't believe in one. They believe there's a Trinity. They believe in a couple of aspects of Christianity, according to the Rambam, is Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's continue. So not all Rishonim agree. Not all Rishonim agree with that chiluk, but that's the Rambam. Says the Gemara now, Mai. So again, last word, eight lines from the bottom. Mai yaliyah lo yinakeh. What does the pasuk mean? Quoting the end of the pasuk that we quoted previously, yad li yad lo yinakeh. From hand to hand, he will not be innocent. Amar Rav, kol habaal eishes ish. Anyone who lives with an eishes ish, afilu hikneu la kadosh baruch hu shemayim va'aretz. Ka'avram avinu. Even if he ascribes the world to a kadosh baruch hu. Even if he says, Hashem, you created everything. When Avraham Avinu says, I swear with my hand, that's the Yad Liyad connection, that Hashem is the creator of the world, the Kodesh Shemayim V'aretz. So that's the Yad Liyad. Even if one lives with an Eishes Ish, even if one does that and truly believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yinakeh midin shel Gehenim. He will not be cleansed from the din of Gehenim. That's the allusion and hint in Yad Liyad lo yinakeh. Kashelahu l'debei Rabbi Sheila ha Yad Liyad lo yinakeh yodimi boile. Should be, if you're comparing it to the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, it should be Yadi in the pasuk. How is the Yad Liyad just the same shorish? We'd rather have it the same word. So Ella, different pshat, what the pasuk is alluding to. Ella Amri Debei Rabbi Sheila, Afilu Kibel Torah Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Even if somebody accepted the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, even if somebody's on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, Dechsiv Bei, Mimino Eish Das Lamo, as it says by the Matan Torah, description in Zos HaBracha, Mimino, from his right hand, Kaviyachol, Eish Das Lamo, we got Eish, and Rashi quotes that the Torah was given Miyad Liyad, from the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol to the Yad of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a little better fit to Liyad Liyad. So lo yinaki b'dina shoga hanam. So even if someone is at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Nosin HaTorah, he also will not be cleansed from Gehenim if he was a Baal Eishas Ish. In terms of the Mesiris HaTorah of Salvechik writes in a number of places, I have it here from Rav Shechter quotes it in Nefesh HaRav on page Nun Dalad 54, that Moshe Rabbeinu, though he was the Nosin HaTorah, both Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebechsav, he played a different role in each of those. There were two different Mesiris of Torah. Have the Golden Yishma Mesiris Torah Shebechsav, Mesiris Torah Shebal Peh. The Masha Masa Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah Shebechsav. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah Shebechsav, who were the two sides of the party? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the giver. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the side with Klal Yisrael as the receiver. He played no special role in Torah Shebechsav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, and Moshe received it just like the rest of Klal Yisrael received it. Chrisas Brishal Torah Shebechsav, HaYisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Echad, Ubnei Yisrael Mitzad Sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu HaYibemez Chelek Miklal Yisrael. But when it comes to Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu played a much more central role. Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, and then Moshe gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He was really the middleman. It became part of him first and then was given over. As all of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh isn't just information, but it's really part of the personality of each Baal HaMesorah giving it to the next generation. V'nasa zos ha-Torah l'chelek bilti nifran mimenu. V'yachra k'shikaratz Moshe Rabbeinu asaprishal Torah Shebal Peh, hu Moshe omim mitzad echad, v'kla Yisrael omdim mitzad sheni. And he discusses this a lot, and he just ends off at the end with, maybe this is the pshat. This is the one allusion to the line we say by Hagba. Some of the Mefarshim ask, when we say Hagba, so number one, there's a minhag either to look at it, to bow, to put your pinky, but what's the pasuk that we say? So that's not a pasuk. That's two psukim. That's one pasuk. That's a pasuk I think in Vaschanan. Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe, that's an extra couple of words that's added on. That's not a pasuk anywhere. Some of the Mefarshim say, what do we, right? We'll call, you're not allowed to add on half psukim, make up your own psukim. So it's part of that group of questions. How do we do it by Kiddush? How do we do it by Hagba? But at least v'derech remez, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, v'zos ha-Torah asher asa Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, that's Torah Shebechsav. This is the Torah that Moshe put in front of B'nai Yisrael. He didn't do anything with it. He just got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he received it along with Klal Yisrael. V'zos HaTorah Asher Sam Moshe L'fnei B'nai Yisrael. He put it from Hashem, but really he was with them. Al Pi Hashem Beyond Moshe. What's the extra phrase? That's Torah Shebal Peh. Beyond Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had a hand in it, literally, and was more part of the Mesorah, so that's the Torah Shebal Peh. So just that one line, why we add in a half a pasuk to the previous pasuk, so maybe that's an allusion to Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That has to do with the Nesidas HaTorah by Moshe Rabbeinu, which was just brought up by the Gemara. So that's the second option, what the pasuk means, by Yad Liyad Lo Yinakeh. So the Gemara says, last line, Kashalei L'Reb Yochanan, Hai Yad Liyad, Yad Miyad Miboyalei. Again, if it's talking for Moshe from Har Sinai, it should be Yad Miyad. We got it from Hashem. Yad Miyad Miboyalei would also be a better fit. So Elaram Rabbi Yochanan on the third try. What is the pasuk referring to? Afilu oset staka baseser. Even if somebody gives staka, which has tremendous effects, the mitzvah of staka, the pasuk describes, is the only time you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with staka. So even though staka has tremendous power, dechsiv, matan baseser yichpa'af, that staka removes anger, v'chulu lo yinaka b'dinah shal gehenim. Still, he will not be removed from the din of gehenim. And where does the yad part come to tztaka? So Rashi says on top, shenosin miyad liyado shalani. Right, that's what yad liyad. That's what tztaka is. You give it from your hand to the ani's hand. The Karanara points out, and I'll take the question, that these last three, if you put, even though each one was rejected, but if you look at the last three suggestions together, you have Avram Avinu, you have Moshe Rabbeinu, and you have tztaka. You have those three that were suggested, Yali Yalo Lo Yinakes. It says the Karen Ora, Torah Avodan Gemilas Chasadim. those three, even though the world stands on those three, it still won't save a person if he was Baal Eish Ish. Right, Avram Avinu, he links to Avoda. He was the first Oved Hashem, stuck his Chesed, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. So Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasadim says the Karen Ora. Even though Avram Avinu, you might have said Chesed, but here you have to say he's Avoda in order to work out the three. So he says Shehikna Shemayim Aris LaKadosh Baruch Hu Avodasu Hu Rishon LaBalei Avoda. Yeah, that's what you're going to suggest. Okay, so that's Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasadim from the Karen Ora. Is it Gasei Haruach? Okay, maybe it's connected to Gasei Haruach. Eid b'chaber al Gasei Haruach. Okay, so that's you're right. The Rashi atav connected to Gasei Haruach. Even though the first one is Mefurish, called Baal Eish Ish. Right, or the Bach changes the Gersa. Right, the Bach atav, right, the Bach changes the Gersa there. Right, in a Chidabes. You might say all these three are about Gasei Haruach and not about Eish Ish. Right, the Gersa that we have, but the Bach and Rashi change it. Okay. Good. So, line three. As far as if it fits in, they probably changed it because beforehand we were talking about Gasa Ruach and we're about to be talking about Gasa Ruach. So why are we talking about something else in the middle? So let's go with that gear of Gasa Ruach. So now the Gemara says again, As Hara Lagasi Haruach Midayin. How do you know that there's an Isser not to be a Gas Ruach? How do you know there is such an Isser? So the question is, what do you need an Isser for? What, it's not known? That you can't be a Gas Ruach, you have to look for a Pasuk. So says the Iyun Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim here in the Ein Yaakov, Afal Gav de Isura de Yadinan Mikama Mikros. We know by many places that you're not allowed to be a Baal Gaiva. Hainu Dafka Biyachid Shamanu. The obvious Pesukim are only by an individual. Aval Tzibur Hava Amina de Mutter Lehiskaus Atzma Mishim Kavara Tzibur. You might think on a public level, though, there's no problem. You know, at Sibur, you know, they can hold themselves high. They hold themselves high. So, Lahachi, Kasa, Balash, and Rabim. That's why the following Sukkim are going to be on a Rabim level. Not only does an individual have to watch out, but even at Sibur has to watch out how they hold themselves and how they portray themselves. They have to make sure they don't take themselves as Gasi Haruach either. So, Asar Lagasi Haruach Minayin. So, Amar Rava, Amar Zeiri, Shimu Vahazinu. Right, so it's plural. Right, listen and hear. Altigbo, don't raise yourself up. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, a different pasuk. V'ram levavecha, v'shachachta. Right, your heart will go up and you'll forget. That's what we mentioned yesterday, the day before, from the smog. The smog counts it as a separate losase of forgetting Hashem because you raise yourself up. That was the extra one, number 613, that he figured out in the dream. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta. V'ksiv, but it also says right after that, v'yishamar lecha petichkak Hashem alakecha. Be careful, don't forget Hashem. U'kutu Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi La. To Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi La. Kol makam shenemar hishamar pen va'al, einu ela belosase. Obviously, if he says the word lo in the Torah, that's a losase. But not only that, we know even if it says Hishamer Pen or Al, one of those Lashonos, that's also a Lashon of Lo Sase, and therefore here too it says, right, you have Pentishkach means don't forget, it's a Lo Sase, one shouldn't be a Baal Gaiva. So do you actually count it? The Smog did count it, even though the others did not. Interesting, the Ramban, in his commentary on the Torah, counts a different Pasuk as the source for not being a Baal Gaiva, Gasas HaRuach. The Ramban writes in Parsha Shoftim on the pasuk by a king, where the king has special halachos, and the pasuk says Levilti rum levavo me'echav, Levilti rum levavo me'echav, so that his heart is not raised. Says the Ramban on that pasuk, Nirmaz bekan b'tora iser haga'avas. Right, it is hinted in the Torah here that the iser gaiva. Ki akasev yimnas hamelach migavas rabbim masalev. The pasuk prevents a king, warns a king from becoming a baal gaiva. The kol shekeinu acherim she'ein ruyim lekach. If the king can't be a baal gaiva, surely anybody else. The king is the closest one to being roy to be a baal gaiva. So the king, everybody else for sure not. Ki beroy lehisromeim ulhisgadel. Yasirenu, still the Torah warns him, lios levavo shafel kachol achavaktanim imenu. He's got to be like everybody else. Ki a gaiva mida miguna v'nim eses eitzel ha'elokim afilu b'melach. Gaiva is, right, it's a disgusting attribute, says the Ramban, even for a king. So the Ramban quotes a third pasuk. Right, now it doesn't quote the pasuk of Revolam of Vevecha, it doesn't quote the pasuk of Shibu Bahazinu. Why wasn't the Ramban happy with one of the pasukim in the Gemara? The Rambam, the pasuk in the Torah, forget the one in Yirmiyah. What about the pasuk? Why isn't the Ramban happy? So maybe it's because it's the Ramban L'shitaso. Because if you look at the Ramban on that pasuk, he says that pasuk is teaching me a different avera. a different aver, which he counts. You know what the Rambam counts on that? He shomer lecha petishkach. The Rambam counts as a lo saaseh, not to forget Har Sinai. The Rambam doesn't count that. The Rambam does not count a mitzvah daraisa to remember Har Sinai. So it's one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot. So the Ramban on that pasuk, he shomer lecha petishkach. He counts it as a mitzvah lo saaseh and an asay to remember Har Sinai. So he can't count it as for gaiva. That's why he has to come up with another pasuk for gaiva because he already used this pasuk. Says the Ramban. Now this is back in Veschanon in Dalates. Just like he continues that we're warned to do all the mitzvahs and not to forget the mitzvahs, he were warned to remember where did the mitzvahs come from. That's part of the mitzvahs also. It's one of the sheisachiris. One of the sheisachiris. The Ramban counts all the sheisachiris as mitzvahs asay. Not to speak lashon hara for the Ramban as a mitzvahs asay. All the time it says zachar, Shabbos and Maimed Har Sinai and the Miriam. So me'ayin bo alecha hamitzvah shlo tishkach maimed Har Sinai. Where the mitzvahs come, don't forget Har Sinai. Mikol advarim sharoi sham einecha hakolos valapidim v'todia kol advarim. Tell all of these events lo banecha l'vrei banecha ad olam. And this is all part of the mitzvah. Mitzvah asay and mitzvah shlos asay. So lo shitaso, because the Ramban uses this pasuk of Petishka to teach me to remember Har Sinai, so he can't use it for Gaiva, so he has to come up with another Pasuk. So that's why he says it's alluded to in the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim when it comes to the Melech. Okay. Darash Rabbi Avira. Zimni Mamala Mishmei Drav Asi Vizimna Allah Mishmei Drav Ami. Again, Rav Avira said this sometimes in the name of Rav Ami and sometimes in the name of Rav Asi. Kol Adam Sheishbo Gasas HaRuach L'sof Bisbait. Anyone who has gaiva, the whole blot here is about gasa ruach and gaiva. Anyone who has arrogance will eventually be brought down by Hashem. Shneamar romu ma'at. Right, those who are high will be made small. V'shem atomar yeshna ba'olam. You might say they'll be left made small, but and they'll still be around. Tamalar ve'inenu. Next word, no, means he won't even be around. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of him. V'im choser bo. But if a person repents and does tshuva from for a big about gaiva, nasaf is manu. Then he will live out his years. He will have an asifa in the proper time. Kavram Avinu, like Avram Avinu had. Shneamar, as it says, v'hum chu, if somebody lowers themselves, kakol yikafsun. He will be gathered like everyone. Kakol yikafsun. And what's the kakol a remes to? Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Like Avram Yisrael Yaakov, d'chsiv v'hu, bakol mikokol. Like we say in benching. Right, bakol is a word used by Abraham. See, Rashi quotes all the psukim. Rashi in the second skinny line, Vashem beirach has Abraham bakol. Yitzchak it says va'uchal mikol, and Yaakov is ki charani elohim ki yishli kol. So you see, bakol mikol kol, or lashon is used by the avos. That's the allusion in the pasuk. If you lower yourself, you'll live out your years like Avraham Avinu. V'im lav. Let's just finish the line. And if not, ukuroshi bolasivalu. And if not, if you don't do tshuva, if somebody's a balgaiva, so then they'll be cut off like the top of a barley stalk. Ukuroshi bolasivalu. Let's stop there for a minute. So what did the Gemara say? But if you do tshuva, you live out your years like Avram Avinu. 1 minute. What does Rashi and Chumash say? Avram didn't live out his years. Dafka, the one example that you give, Avram lost 5 years. Rashi quotes, he died 5 years early so that he wouldn't see Esav going with Tarbas Ra. Right? He didn't leave 180, he only lived 175. 180, like Yitzchak lived 180, so I didn't live. So he took off. So it's a daf, the Gemara says. If you have Choser, a Nesa, Bismano, Kamarabita. That was Bismano, that was early.
It was
Beseva Tova. Okay, so how do you put that together with Dafka Rashi says it wasn't Nesa, Bismano? Yeah? It wasn't an Onesh, but the Gemara gives the example of Nesa, Bismano. So you're right, it wasn't his fault, he didn't do anything wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Chesed on him. But was that's the example? So I just saw one of the Achronim, the Karen Netta. Not sure who that is. Says she'inyan asifas ha'adam bizmano. What does it mean that asifa bizmano? What does it mean the proper time? Ki azmana katzav l'chay ha'adam hu shebo yashlim atzma b'avodas Hashem. We are meant to go up a ladder every single day of our life. If we ever miss a day, we didn't do the avoda for that day of our life, then we missed that rung. And if we don't do something fast and quick and try to jump, that we're never going to reach the level that we could have been based on every day of our life. V'hayamim heim kamadrega sulam lalos darko lelokov. V'amachaser avodas yom echad chaser lo madrega achas. That step will always be missing unless we start jumping. Unless we have kvitsa. If we jump, then we can make up make up rungs that we miss. But Avram Avinu, even though he lost 5 years, but still he was mashlim in his life those 5 years. Even though it was 175, but those 5 years he was mashlim, he jumped. He jumped an extra 5 years, so to speak, in his life to be able to get to the level at 175 that he could have reached naturally without jumping, figuratively, in 180s. That's what it means. He suggests of the. That's what it means that he was. He had. He was Nesef Bizmano. Nesef Bizmano. And the Musar is obviously that every day of our life we have a certain avoda, and we have to make sure that we don't. We don't lose each day, any day of our avoda going up the ladder.
What about the mitzvah he couldn't do for 5 years?
So he made it up in the previous years. He did extra. He went above and beyond in the previous years, so that's why he was mashlim. He reached his potential on the level that he was supposed to reach, even in the 175 years. So says the Gemara, though, but if you don't do tshuva, that was if you do tshuva, then you get reach the level of Avraham Avinu, b'seva tov. But if you don't do tshuva, then you get chopped off like the top of a barley. Maya kiroshi boles. What about the top of, why does it give that remez, that mashal? Repunav Rav Chista, chad amar kisasa de shibalta. One says it's like the beard of the shibola stalk. Rashi says, the zakana shibolas. Ever seen the top of a stalk? Sometimes there's more growth at the top of the stalk. You have a thin stalk, and at the top you have these edges coming out, like an upside down beard. The chad amar kishibolas atzma. Some says, Rosh Shibolas just means it's the stalk itself. Fine if it means the beard of a stalk, how the beard of a stalk, the top part gets chopped off. That's why he calls it the Roshi Bolas in the Pasuk in Eof. But if the whole Pasuk just means the stalk itself is going to get chopped, my Karoshi Bolas, why does he call it the Roshi Bolas, the top of it, if it just means the stalk itself? Amar Vasi v'cheitan edavir b'shmoel, mashal to mashal, la'adab shenichas atok sadeyu, gavoa gavoa humalaki. You're right, it's nothing specific about the top of the stalk. It just means when you go and you chop down your stalk, you always go to the top, the highest ones. You chop down the highest ones in order to level off the other stalks. I mean, you go up the highest ones you cut off. It's a beautiful mashal of the Ben Yehoyada. Two Ben Yehoyadas today. Yeah? Can I define Gassus HaRuach? Can I define arrogance? That's not a good definition. Arrogance. So somebody told me, I was at a wedding last night, so at the chuppah, so somebody told me that Rav Soloveitchik, he heard on a tape, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, I asked if it was printed somewhere, I don't know, he said he gave a whole shiur about the difference between arrogance and pride. Arrogance and pride. Arrogance is usur, and we have to stay, right? Meruchak, that's like a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Hilchos, beginning of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam first says you have to stay far away the other extreme of Gaiva, and then he says you have to go to Shul Azov, and one of the examples he gives is Gaiva. So one of the answers is that the suggestion was that arrogance is obviously asur mikol. Pride is something different. Somebody has pride. Pride means, according to what was told to me last night, somebody recognizes the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them and tries to use those gifts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu atone for those gifts, and use those gifts L'Shem Shemayim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's pride. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. That's arrogance. But you acknowledging, right, if I walk around thinking I'm a nothing and I can never get anything accomplished, somebody, we have to have pride, self-confidence. That's already bordering. I don't know where that goes. Some self-confidence, but in the pride way, not in the arrogance way. So if that contrast helps, so then that's what he said. So the Ben Yoyada says, what does it mean you chop down the high stalks? You ever driving down a country field and you see some stalks are higher than others? The ones that are really, have a lot of, or even a tree, or even any type of growth, the ones that are really full of, are laden with fruit and produce, they bend. Because they're not empty. If they're empty, they stand up straight. They stand up straight, they're very tall. But it's the ones that are full and laden with produce, whatever type, corn, they're bending down because they're way down. Says the Ben Yehoyada, when somebody is full of mitzvos, full of knowledge, full of das, then they realize and they bend down. They realize what they're for. The more we know, like I mentioned from the Baal Amar in the past, lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. That's the Baal Amar. I never knew that I knew something until I realized that I don't know anything. The more we know, the more we realize we don't know. Lo yadati she yadati, ad she yadati she lo yadati. That's what the Baal Amar says. So that's this Ben Yehoyada. What's the mushel of the tall stalks? Chop down the tall stalks. The tall stalks are the ones that are empty. The ones that are empty, the ones that don't have any das leaf, they hold themselves high. They don't realize. But if the, just like those stalks of that they're empty from produce, they stand up straight. That's the mashal. But if the ones that are laden and heavy with produce, somebody's laden with mitzvahs and chachmei Torah, the natural progression is that they'd be bent down. Because the more we realize Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more we will realize that we have to bend ourselves. That's the Ben Yoyada here to explain the mashal of chopping down the high stalks. Chopping down the high stalks. Okay. Next. Vezdaka ushval ruach. The lowly and the low of spirit. Refuna and Rav Chisda, another machlokas. Refuna and Rav Chisda. Chad Amar, we're going to darshan es daka. One Manda Amar says, et daka. S, like the word et, with me is the lowly one, meaning I'm going to raise up the lowly one to me, says Hashem. The Chad Amar, ani es daka. I'm going to go down to the lowly one. Either I'm going to be with the lowly one. Either I'm going to bring him up or I'm going to go down to him. Umistavra, Manda Amar, ani es daka. And it's logical to go like the opinion that says Hashem's going to go down to the lowly one. Why? Hashem left over the big tall mountains and he went down to Har Sinai. Right? The Gemara tells us elsewhere, Har Tavor and the other mountains, the Gemara and Megillah, they all complain they want the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it on Har Sinai. Velogava Har Sinai Lamala. And Har Sinai didn't raise itself up. Little Har Sinai just stood there inside. We all know the song. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it, went down. So that's why the Es Daka is the one the Gemara says is Mistaver. Amr of Yosef, La'olam Yilmar Adam Das Kono. We should imitate Hashem. Shere Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hinia Kal Har Mugvos, the Hishra Shechinasa Al Har Sinai. Hashem went all the way down and put his covenant on Har Sinai. And then in the parentheses, there's some other girsa about the Sneh also. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Masha his covenant in the Sneh, the lowliest bush, not on a tall tree. Right, many of the Bali Musar, I have it here from the Rav Avadia in his Pirush beginning of Pirkei Avos. I saw Rav Aryeh Levine in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos also says it. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. So what do you mean mi Sinai? Hashem, Moshe got the Torah from our Sinai. He got it from Hashem. What do you mean from Sinai? He didn't get it from Sinai. So Rav Avadia Yosef says no. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoche to be the Nosina Torah? Moshe kibel Torah, why? Mi Sinai. He learned from Har Sinai. He learned to become Anam Mikal Adam. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. That's the remez that the Rebbe put at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if being a lowly is so great, why not Kadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah in a valley? He had to give it on the lowest mountain. What about a valley? Isn't that even lower? So why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu just do that? Why do you have to pick the lowest mountain? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden right here says a tupshat. He says either if you give it in a valley, so that wouldn't really teach you the godless of lowering yourself. It's not such a contrast. If you pick a mountain and you pick the lowest mountain, so then already you could teach the lesson of anava. But dafka in a valley, would that dafka teach me? It might not be as the message is clear when you pick a mountain and a low mountain. Or he says number two, maybe it's to teach me, as we're going to have in a minute, that a tiny, tiny, tiny drop of gaiva is good. As we'll see 164th in a minute. But a little bit is good. So that's why, a little mountain. Maybe that's the pride versus the arrogance. Maybe it's the pride issue. Okay. Weiter. Amar Belazar. Call Adam Sheish Bogazas HaRuach Roy Lagadu Kashera. Anyone who has Gazas HaRuach, he's fit to be cut down like an asherah, like an avodah zarah tree. Ksiv ha'acha v'ramei hakoma geduim, cut down the tree. V'ksiv ha'asam v'asherehem tigadeyun. V'amar Abelazar kol adam sheish bo gaz haruach ein afro ninar. Whoa, somebody who has gaz haruach, his earth will not be shaken. Meaning tchias hamesim. Shneamar hakitzu v'ranu shochnei afar. Wake up those who lie in the dirt. Shochvei ba'afar, low number. It doesn't say those who lie in the dirt. Ela shochnei afar, from the word shachain. Mishanasa shachain la'afar b'chayev. Those who were neighbors to dirt, who lowered themselves in their life, will be zochet to tchiyas ha'mesim. Will be zochet to tchiyas ha'mesim. Says the Ben Yehoyada, he's not going to get tchiyas ha'mesim? Somebody's gassus aruach. It's not on the list. Ask Tosfos. It's not on the list in Sanhedrin of Elosh Elam Chelek Olam Haba. What do you mean they're not going to have Tchias HaMesim? How can you say that? Says the Ben Yoyada, it has to be that they're going to get Tchias HaMesim. It doesn't say Ein Afro make it. It doesn't say that it's not going to wake. It says Ninar. What is Ninar? So says the Ben Yoyada, by Tchias HaMesim,
He quotes other sources related to this. But Tchias HaMesim, when the tzaddikim wake up from Tchias HaMesim, it'll feel like they woke up from a long sleep. They'll feel refreshed. They'll feel, oh, when you wake up from a sleep, you're not in pain. Okay, you might be tired a little bit. But it's not painful. That's Tchias HaMesim on the tzaddik level. But then says the Ben Yoyada, what happened if somebody has an operation with deep anesthesia and they wake up? Feel nauseous. The pain is there as it starts wearing off. Kamim ka'adam chole bimaka gedola shahayilo babasar v'gufo v'amar harofi l'kroa oso v'kadesh le'yistakin mitzar nasan la'arofi mashkish al tardema shekorin bang kadesh lo yargish bitzar kriyas k'chitach bisaro. And after he goes out, after it wears off, he feels it. He feels it. So everybody's going to have tchias hamesim. It depends what kind of tchias hamesim you're going to have. So ein afro ninar means that they're not going to have the, they're not going to be shaken awake. Ninar, the word shaken, they're not going to be shaken awake. They're not going to be zochet to that level. They're not going to be zochet to that level of waking up from a sleep. Oh, now I'm ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm more fresh. So of course they're going to have tchias hamesim. That's the answer to Tosas Kasha. That's why it's not on the list. They're going to get up all of Mahabah. It doesn't say ein afro get up at all. Ein afro ninar. It's not shaken like the tzaddikim are. Okay, that's the Ben Yehoyada on this line of Ein Afro Ninar. Those are our two entries of the Ben Yehoyada for today. Now we continue. Where are we up to? V'amar, Rebbe Elazar called him, Sheishmo Gaz HaRuach, Shechina Meyel El Azalav. Anyone who has Gaz HaRuach, the Shechina cries about him. Shenemar V'gavo Mimerchak, from on high, from far away, Yiyeda, Hashem cries and about that person, about the Gavoa. Darsh Rabbi Avira, well, the Gavoa is Hashem, but he cries about the other one who thinks they are Gavoa. Darsh Rabbi Avira, V'itema Rabbi Elazar. Bo re'ei shlo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'adam. Hashem's not like a person. Midas basar v'adam, Gavoa ro'es ha-Gavoa, ve'gavoa ro'es ha-Shafel. We never look at people beneath us, beneath our social strata. We don't look down. Right? The Bali Musar say, Mashal, what we say in Aleinu, Bashamayim mima'av yal'arz mitachas. Bashamayim, when it comes to ruchnius, we should always look mima'av, the people that are ahead of us and above us. Bashamayim, bashamayimis, the heavenly things. Look mima'av, look at people who have more than you and try to strive to be like them. V'yal'arz, in terms of gashmius mitachas, look at people who have less than you. Just the opposite, usually. Usually we look at ourselves like, you know, look at that. You know how early I got up this morning? Do you know how many shirim I've gone to? Yeah. And we look at that guy over there. We look at ruchnius, we look at mitachas. And gashmius, we look at people, well, we don't, but other people have more than us. But the answer is, what we're supposed to do is, Hashemav, I was probably a kutzker, right? V'ala aretz mitachas, we're supposed to look at gashmius mitachas. V'ashamayim imal v'ala aretz mitachas. So here too, so it's not natural for us to look beneath us. But, avamina kadosh baruch hu, ain't okay. Hashem is not like that. Hu gavoha, v'ro'as ha-shafel. Hashem is very high, and he sees the lowly. Shedeyamar, ki ram Hashem, v'shafel yireh. Hashem is ram, he's raised, and he sees the lowly. Amar, v'chizda v'teva mar ukva. Kol adam sheish bo gasas ha-ruach. Amar, kadosh baruch hu, ein ani v'hu yecholon ladur ba'olam. There's a source for everything in Shas. Right, like in the Wild West. There's not room for the two of us in this city. Right here. Kadosh baruch hu says, I and he can't be in the same world. We can't live together. One who speaks about his friend in private, I will chop him down. But first, actually, in the second half of the pasuk, somebody who is high in his eyes, I can't. He darshan the words, with him I can't live. I can't function with him. He takes up too much space in the world. He raises himself up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't live with him. Some darshan, it with the first half of the pasuk. Somebody who speaks privately about his friend, Lashon Hara, Oso Atzmis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to chop him down. I'm Rev Alexandri. Call Adam Sheyeshbo Gasas HaRuach Afilu Ruach Kima Ocharto. Somebody who is arrogant, even a little wind, Rashi explains, a little pranus, a little yisurin that doesn't go a person's way, the person will already, be, it's happening to me, what, how could that be? He'll start screaming and not believing, will be ocher him, will mess him up. Shene'emar, v'harashayim kayam nigrash. Rashi compared to a yam, a sea. Umayam sheyesh bo kama revios ruakima ocharto. Even though a yam has a huge amount of water, yet a little wind moves the water, causes a wave. Adam she ain't bo el revius achas. An Adam which only has a revius. Surely a little wind will push him over. That's the mashal of the Rishon to the Yam. So Rashi goes, what do you mean a revius of dam? So Rashi quotes last skinny lines of Rashi. Adam sheimbal revius achas sheberevius dam hu miskayim shir ze halacha lamoshe misinai. Lachem Moshe Misinai of revius dam. She revius dam meis mitami ba'ohel mipnei shehi nefesh. As we've mentioned in Maseches Nazir, I think twice, the machlokas about whether revius dam is mitami ba'ohel only from one mace or even from two maceim. So from one mace, maybe it's alluded to here in this Rashi, because maybe it has to be one mace because it's the symbol of a nefesh. The symbol of a nefesh is the revius dam, and that's what the Gemara here says. A revius dam is what a person has. Amr Pchia Barashi Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham, Tzorach Sheyiyah Bo Echon Mishmonish Bishminis. Talmud Chacham has to have an eighth of an eighth of Gassus HaRuach. A little bit, a tiny little bit. Many Mepharshim talk about this specific number. The eighth of an eighth, they work out all this math. But there's a famous Gra. Famous Gra says, what's an eighth of an eighth? The eighth parsha in the Torah's parsha of Vayishlach, the eighth pasuk is Katonti Mikol HaChasadim Mikol HaEmes. So, Yaakov Avinu recognized that he had pride, he knew he accomplished a lot, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't deserve so much that you gave me. But Katoti, that's the eighth Shminish of Shminis. It's the Gra on that pasuk. Amr Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, Uma'atra Lekisasa L'Shibolta. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says, and this little, tiny, little pride, little Gassas HaRuach, should crown him like we had before, like the beard of a stork. Like a little bit, he should have it, a little bit he should have it on him. Right? Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says a little bit. There is a Gemara that we had back in Maseches Tainus, where Maseches Tainus said, on Daf Yud Zayin, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Chalash, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua got sick. All Rav Papa Shulebe, Rav Papa went in to visit him. Chazi de Cholish Le'alma. Remember this Gemara? Rav Papa says, Oy vey, he sees that Rav Huna Ben Yeshua is about to die. Armaluhut Savisule Zarvadasa. So he told everybody to get the Tachrichin ready. Machlokas, whether he said it in front of him or not, because how could you say that in front of somebody who's a goseis? And Lasof Isfach, and afterwards he got better. Rav Huna Ben Yeshua got better. So, Havi Mechzer, Rav Papa Lamechzer, Rav Papa never wanted to see him. He was all embarrassed. So, Amar Le'Machazis. So, one time he says, I'm embarrassed. He says, Amar Lu'in, he says, don't worry about it. I really was going to die. I was up there, but I heard the Malachim discussing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, since this person is not Mukim B'mile, Lo Takum B'Hadeh. Since this person is a veteran, you know what, let him live more. That's what Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua said to Rav Papa. This is what I heard. And also, you were right. I was supposed to die. So don't be so embarrassed. Says the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shlach. What does it mean? Because this person is not mukim b'mile on his word. Not in general. It's l'shitaso. In our Gemara, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua says, you got to have a little bit of gaiva. A little bit. Right? And wear like a crown. So what does that Gemara mean? He didn't even have that little bit. He wasn't mukim b'mile. He didn't hold of his own shita. That says you gotta have a little bit. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll be mevater. L'shitaso, ha'din metal b'chacham, tzorach l'zgalos ksas, u'becholzos mevater al dino. That's what that Gemara means. Lo mukim b'milei, his own shita, he wasn't mukim in. That's the Meshech Chachma in Shlach, yud dalid, yud ches.
What's
a vater? Somebody who lets things slide. Somebody who lets things slide and lets it fly. Even though he might take a slight, he might take offense, he says, don't worry about it. Doesn't take offense. We're going to get to that, hopefully. Okay, let's just finish. I have that at the end of the sugya. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Bishamta de Isbe, Bishamta de Lesbe. I don't know what to do, says Rava. I should be in excommunication if I have a lot of gaiva. I should be in excommunication if I have a tiny drop of gaiva. But if I don't have any gaiva, meaning you have to have a little bit, it's a hard balance. Amar Rachman by Yitzchak, lo minav, lo b'miksasa. None of it, none part of it. Mi zuta dechsive tovat Hashem kol gvalev. So Rav Nachman is arguing. He says you can't even have a tiny amount. What? Is it small what Hashem said? Is it toeva? Any little bit is inappropriate. Amar Chizkiyo, ain't filasa shal adam nishmas, ela imkein mesim libo kabasar. A person's tefillah is not heard unless they make themselves like a piece of flesh, meaning very soft and flexible. Shene'amar v'hayim midei chodesh b'chadsho v'chulu, yavo chol basar lehishtachavos. All basar comes to bow down in front of Hashem. Amar Rabbi Zeira, basar ksiv bei vinir pa, Adam looks in Vinir Pa. Rashi quotes the Psukim by Mitzora. You look five lines for the bottom in Rashi. Rashi quotes the Psukim. Ubasar ki yebo ba'oroshchin Vinir Pa. You see Refuah related to Basar. Adam ki yebar basaro, by Adam never says the word basar. That never says the word near basar. You see, by becoming basar is something that is praiseworthy. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Adam. What does Adam stand for? Efer dam mara. Dust, blood, and bile. That's what makes up Adam. Very physical, mundane. Basar, busha srucha rima. Right, busha, embarrassment, rucha, wind, rima, and worms. Ika da amre, sorry? Srucha, foul smelling. Busha srucha rima. Ika da amri, sha'ol. Some say take out srucha, but put in sha'ol. Why? The sib a shin. Because basar has a shin in it, not a samach. So some say, don't switch it, put in a shin. Amr of Ashi, call up Jesus, because the ruach was of nifchas. Anyone who has got the ruach will ultimately be brought down. Shine emar. As it says, velase eis, velase pachas. Two types of negat saras, but we darshan. The ain se'es aloshan gavoa. Se'es means very high up. Shine emar. Ve'kol ha'arim ha'ramim ve'kol ha'gvaos ha'nisa'os. Nisa'os related to se'es. Ve'itzapachas elatvela. It's a pachas means secondary, meaning you can go from seis to sapachas. Shneamar, safcheni na el achas hakahonos lecho paslechem. Right, this is the curse to Eli's family. When the Navi says to Eli's family is going to lose the kahuna, your family's going to have to ask to eat some of the bread. Period. Amr b'shua ben Levi, bo re'e kamagdolam nimuchei ruach v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, siyamat Hashem loves those lowly of spirit, shebishah, shebeis HaMikdash kayam, adam akriv ola, schar ola biyada, whenever we have a beis HaMikdash, you give an ola, you get the schar of bringing an ola. Mincha, schar mincha biyada. You bring a mincha, you get the schar of a carbon mincha. Aval, mi shedaito shvela, somebody who is lowly of spirit, ma'ala v'akasav kilu hikriv, kol karbanas kulam. As if you gave all the karbanas, shenemar zivchei elokim, ruach nishbara, Hashem loves broken vessels. Hashem loves your broken hearts. Below, oh, not only that, elosh ain't tefilas and emeses. Not only that, but your tefillah is not disgusting. Your tefillah is not disgusting. Shenemar leiv nishbara v'nitke elokim lo sivse. Hashem isn't disgraced with you. So if you look in the Ein Yaakov, and the Mefarshim of the Ein Yaakov, what's the Hava Mina? Not only does Hashem love you, he doesn't think your tefillah is disgusting. Of course, he doesn't think your tefillah is disgusting. So look in the Ein Yaakov, exactly what the pshat is. Let's get to the two dots. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol hasham or chosav ba'olam hazeh. Anybody who evaluates his ways and really does a lot of cheshbon nefesh in olam hazeh, zoche v'rabi Yeshua zolakadosh baruch hu, will really be zoche to see Yeshua Hashem. Shneamar v'sam derech areno b'yesha lokim. Somebody who places a derech, they'll see in the Yeshua Hashem. Al tikri v'sam ela v'sham derech with a shin. He evaluates. He does shuma. He evaluates his derech. There's a one, I want to say that over the ma'od ma'od, but let's get to the next two dots first, and then I'll say it. Kesed Makani Law, Hagufakash, so back to the Mishnah. Now we're back to the Adkan Divrei Haggadah for now, and now we're back to Masechta Sota. Remember the first Mishnah, back on Daf Beis. Remember what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah had left out a line, which I said we'll get back to. The Mishnah said, if a man says to his wife, don't talk to so-and-so, and she goes to talk to so-and-so, that's not Sota. But if she went and had yichud with so-and-so, then it's a problem. So Gemara says, Hagufa kasha, amart amar la b'fnei shleim atzari mishploni zeh. First warning in the Mishnah is don't talk to so-and-so, alma diber stiru. So it's as if that's a potential good warning. So it sounds like talking is a good stira. V'hada tani diber imo adayini mitaras labeisa mitaras lacha b'shuma. But then it says if she actually does talk, it's not usher. Alma diber lav klumu. So you see, dibur is not good enough. So Amar Abaya, Hachi Kamar, you gotta add in some phrases. Al Tadabri Vidibra, Al Tadabri. If he says don't talk to so and so and she does, or even if he says don't talk to so and so, Vinistra, and then she has yichud with him, it's also not good enough because the kinoi was not proper. Al Tistri Vidibri Mo, don't have yichud, and she goes and only talks to him. Adayin Mataras Labeisim, Mataras Lachabachum. In all those cases, she's not an Isha Sota yet. Only if, now you have to add in a phrase, only if he gave her warning not to seclude with so-and-so, and then, nichnasa imo lebeis ha-seiser, v'shasa k'dei tuma, then asur lebeis ha-vasur lecha b'tshuma. Only with this a warning of stira, and an actual stira that takes place, seclusion, then it's going to be a problem. Period. Just to get back for one more line related to the gasus haruach issue, and that is the sma. The sma in choshen mishpat, in simin tes. Right, one of the Nosei Kelam HaKosha Mishpat points out that there are four places where the Tur quotes the language of Ma'od Ma'od. So, Baruch Hashem, we live in the age of computers. I checked it up last night, there are two more. Not that I'm such a genius, I just put it into the computer and I found there are two more places. There are six. But the Sma quotes four places where the Shulchan Aruch says Ma'od Ma'od, be careful about something. Number one, he says there's Simin Tes by Shochad. Ma'od ma'od, be very careful not to take bribes. Number one. Number two, he says it by ribis in Yeridaya. Ma'od ma'od, don't take ribis, don't take interest. Number three, he says it in Yeridaya Shin Lamed Vav, by refua, by a doctor being careful to prescribe the right medication, dealing with people's lives. Ma'od ma'od, number three. And number four, in Eben Ezer, it's Ibn Chafalov, ma'od ma'od, be marchik from Arias. Be careful about from Arai. So by all those, says the Sma, what's the connection? It all goes back to the Pirkei Avos one. Ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. B'beisha teva ha'adam limshoch achar haga'avas. In all these averis, you know, at root, it could be linked to gaiva. Ribis, it's my money, refua, I'm a doctor, right? Tosha barof and lugahenim, right? I'm a great doctor, right? Or all of them, ribis and shochad, right? This is what he's giving me. All of them can be linked. So there are two more that Sma didn't mention. The Sma in Arachayim, in Kufnun Vav by Shua Sheker, the Torah quotes it there, and also by Tztaka, being careful to give others, Yaradeya in Simin Reish Bam Zayin. So all of them, there are six altogether where the Torah quotes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote all of them, but the Torah quotes all of them, Ma'od Ma'od in these six places, so those also can be linked to the Ma'od Ma'od HaVishval Ruach that we have from Pirkei Avos.
What about the
Shlach? Right, but that's not a statement of, that's a descriptive, that's not a halacha, that's not a tzivui. It says Ma'od Ma'od in many places, but not as a tzivui in the Torah. Okay, we'll stop here.